Уважаемый.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we wish to begin by congratulating you on your designation to the responsible role of chairman. We are convinced that your skill for leadership will allow us to resolve all of the issues facing our group. You can certainly count on the support and cooperation of the delegation of the Russian Federation. The Russian Federation attaches great significance to the implementation of Article 10 of our convention. We consistently cooperate with and provide assistance to countries in different parts of the world on issues of prevention and response to biological threats, as well as the prevention of infectious diseases. In 2020-21, one factor that had a significant impact on the development of our interaction was, of course, the pandemic. Russia, from the very outset, provided assistance to all interested countries. In January 2020, the scientific center Vector was included on the list of WHO laboratories involved in diagnosing COVID-19. From February 2020 onwards, we can say that 50 countries in the world on a free of charge basis have received more than 2 million Russian PCR tests, also laboratory and medical equipment and mobile laboratories, as well as PPE. In addition, we have assisted in training, in organizing various forms of work against the pandemic, laboratory diagnosis and treatment of COVID-19. We did this in the course of missions in Abkhazia, Armenia, Italy, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Lebanon, Moldova, Serbia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and southern Ossetia. The COVID-19 pandemic has become a real vision enhancer in terms of showing us the diversity of existing approaches to the development of vaccines. The Russian Federation was the first in the world to register a vaccine against COVID-19, and we now have 5 effective drugs that can be used and that were developed by our scientists using 3 different platforms. Russia also is the only country in the world that transfers the technology for vaccine manufacture, and the Russian vaccine has been registered in more than 70 countries. Despite the pandemic, Russia has continued to develop cooperation in other areas also, in particular with countries of Eastern Europe and Central Asia, Africa, and Southeast Asia. Our emphasis is on introducing the IHRs in all areas, enhancing preparedness and response to epidemics. In particular, we have provided assistance in giving technical equipment to laboratory services, ensuring biosafety and sanitary protection. We also have built capacity of those involved in scientific research and development in order to improve monitoring and forecasting of infectious diseases to support sanitary and epidemiological well-being in emergency situations involving the use of mobile anti-epidemiological units. The total volume of funding provided for various assistance programs by the Russian Federation, not taking into account the emergency assistance for COVID-19 in 2018 to 2021, was 3.2 billion rubles, which is $48 million. The Russian Federation in 2020-21 has undertaken many different programs, and I would like to highlight just a few of them, providing support for training in combating the spread of plague, also working to combat AMR, antimicrobial resistance, free of charge transfer of equipment for a mobile fleet of specialized anti-epidemiological teams from our service for surveillance on consumer rights protection and human well-being, providing support to combating HIV and other infectious diseases, providing assistance to the Socialist Republic of Vietnam on infection control, also scientific and technical cooperation with the Republic of Guinea and with DRC in their efforts to control outbreaks of Ebola. Over the past 5 years, the Russian Federation has made available 21 mobile laboratories to 9 countries, and these are successfully used today, including in our efforts to diagnose COVID-19. We have trained more than 2,000 specialists on biological safety, prevention and diagnosis of infection. We have organized 5 international training events on response to dangerous infections. The pandemic has confirmed the need for mobile laboratories in combating biological threats and the importance, looking to the future, of establishing within the format of the BWC such an effective instrument as these kind of biomedical units. In 2021-2022, WHO, together with our Federal Service for Surveillance, as well as the Robert Koch Institute, planned a whole set of training events on response to emergencies, sanitary and epidemiological training, including field trainings using mobile laboratories. We have a working document on the initiative that we have put forward to create these medical biological units, and it will be submitted within MX4 on assistance response and preparedness. In the course of the conditions of this pandemic, where we don't have so many in-person experts available, Russia has continued to organize in Sochi an international conference on discussing BWC issues. The third such conference, which was held under the sponsorship of the President of Russia, took place on the 24th to the 25th of June this year. More than 300 delegates from 30 countries participated. There were also representatives from international organizations and NGOs, as well as the expert community. And we would thank everyone who was able to attend this event. Chair, we consider that on the basis of Article 10, we must recognize that the principle of complying with the interests of the recipients of aid has to be at the heart of what we do. We also have to build their capacity to respond to biological threats. The activities of states parties to the BWC in transferring knowledge, information, technology, material and equipment, as well as scientific research in order to allow us to combat infectious diseases, is particularly important then, and funding of that, we believe, must be open and transparent in nature. Thank you.